As we reach the halfway mark of the session this year, Senator, several big items on the agenda, especially for this week. And one of those is the at least first round or first passage, Senate passage of Senate 152, which is an education measure from you.
Yes, I was glad to get Senate Bill 152 passed this week, dealing with several education issues. The main crux of this bill is that it would just make Missouri's 529 education savings plan follow the same rules and guidelines as our federal counterparts. So this is something that the Treasurer's Office had brought to me and glad to get it through. There were several other amendments offered to Senate Bill 152 dealing with education, including my gifted education bill, which basically states if 3% or more students enrolled in a school district or charter school are determined to be gifted, the district or charter school is required to establish a state-approved gifted program. Very adamant that we need to educate school kids across the spectrum, whether they're special needs or the gifted and everywhere in between. And most certainly in some school districts, these gifted kids are not getting the kind of education that they need.
Another issue that's been in the works, I should say, for the last 3 or 4 years especially, is what's commonly referred to as Wayfair. And in this case, one Senate Bill 153, but your Senate Bill 97 is legislation as well.
Yes, I was glad that we could get Senate Bill 153 and 97 through. Wayfair is basically the sales tax for online retailers. I've always said that we need to make it more fair and equitable to our brick-and-mortar businesses, so the same sales tax is charged whether you shop online or you shop at a brick-and-mortar business. My original bill had a revenue offset that basically said that if you were charged 9% sales tax currently in a brick-and-mortar business, then we would reduce that rate down to maybe 6.5% or 7%. However, you would pay that 6.5% or 7% reduced sales tax rate no matter if you shopped online or at a brick-and-mortar store. In the final version that was approved out of the Senate, it has a revenue offset, but not to sales tax, actually to income tax. So I was glad to support the end result of this bill, and now we'll send it over to the House for their consideration.
Something that's been on the books for a while, but before the Wayfair court decision from 2018, no one could act on it.
That's right. Before the Wayfair decision in 2018, no one could act on it. And I also appreciate including my Senate Bill 97 on there so we can finally have some parity between our online retailers as well as our brick and mortar retailers.
And also this week is the fuel tax.
Yes, Senate Bill 262, which is an increase in the gas tax, I voted against. I just believe with record-breaking revenues that we have this year, including billions of new dollars that are coming from the federal government, I don't think we need to raise the gas tax. I believe that we should live within our means. We also have other sources of revenue that I am pursuing, along with several of my conservative colleagues, about reforming Medicaid. According to the McKinsey Report, which was about 4 or 5 years ago, the McKinsey Report identified about $1 billion in Medicaid reform that we could be instituting to save $1 billion taxpayer dollars. Just like I said, with record-breaking revenues, including billions of new dollars coming from the feds, as well as identifying some fraud, waste, and abuse within our own state government, I believe that there's plenty of money there to support our roads and bridges and infrastructure. Those are the reasons that I voted against raising the gas tax on our hardworking Missourians.